I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Coming up in about 15 minutes, I have potentially reimagined the baseball season. Follow me down a hypothetical. I just want to get you guys' opinion on things. We played our conversation with Patrick Mahomes earlier today. If you missed it, we will play it again in the 5 o'clock hour, or you could just check out the podcast page, 96.5thefan.com. Also, the Odyssey app. Both ways help the show, so you know what? It's just convenient for whenever you want to listen to the interview. Today is a special day in baseball. This is only the second day in baseball history in which we have three games on the same day that are all elimination games. We have wrapped up the sixth inning in Cleveland. Detroit with a 2-1 lead right now over the Guardians. The Tigers had a big lead in that division, and then they completely lost that thing. The Guardians then had a pretty incredible September. They are the host in this game, but right now the Tigers, they are up 2-1. Rob, you told me during the break that you had an audible that you want to call. I mean, I get the ability to call audibles. I get it. I put you on a quick little timeout. I just thought your last comments were a little bit unnecessary. You made the decision to fire at K-State for really no reason. They haven't done anything. They're over there minding their own business, and you decided to be a bully. What would you like to call an audible for?
Well, first, what would
you like to talk about?
I'd like to apologize to K-State and their fans. I know a couple people in the text line are saying I was right, and I was, but I want to apologize to their fans for taking a cheap shot at their program.
Thank you.
We're talking college basketball. I got in my KU brain, so I want to apologize. I just want a quick audible.
Don't let it happen again.
Quick thing. I know we talked about the NFL and the Niners. We got Niners and Rams tonight. It's can't miss.
I got it.
But speaking of college basketball, have you seen John Rothstein's top 25 list?
Oh, my goodness.
So for those of you who don't know, John Rothstein, who pretends to be a college basketball expert, but clearly is a moron because his top 25 is nonsensical.
I gotta be a moron.
Does an update every day. He calls it the Rothstein 45. For 45 days of college basketball, he gives a quick update on each team where they rank 45 through 1. Today, he was on team 32. No one should care about team 32 in the Rothstein 45, because who cares? Except for this idiot has Kansas at 32, which is absolutely nonsensical that Kansas is at 32. Darren Peterson is the best player in college basketball, full stop.
Rob.
He's the next Kobe, full stop. He's going to be the number one pick in the draft. End of discussion. No one who
He's
is carrying that
Big 12.
No one who is carrying that level of talent in one player is going to be the 32nd best team in the country. So I'm going to call a quick audible so we can all agree. Me, you, text line, the station. We can all get simpatico and say John Rothstein is wrong, baby.
Where do you think KU should be ranked?
At least top 10, 8. Eight feels right.
They should be ranked 8.
8 feels about right.
They were a 7 seed in the tournament last year.
They didn't have Darren Peterson last year.
You think that's why they should be ranked 100%. Top 10?
They got an NBA player playing college ball. They got a player.
So do a lot of teams.
Nah, no, not like Darren Peterson. Bill Simmons. You love Bill Simmons podcast.
I do enjoy Bill Simmons
podcast.
The
amount of times you come into the office like, hey, Bill Simmons said this. Let's pull it for the show. He called him Kobe. Actually, that's right. He called him the next Kobe.
Right. I'm not even trying to. You've never seen this kid play before, right?
I mean, I've seen the McDonald's All-American game.
Okay, I'm just asking. I'm just
which
saying.
Which is against All-Stars, and he was an All-Star.
He's the best player in college basketball. We haven't seen him play.
I don't need to see a single dribble to know that kid's a star.
He's a 6'5 wing. He's the best player in college basketball.
I re-upped my tickets and upped my NIL donation just for Darren Peterson. Now, did they give it to Flory Badunga? Probably, but still.
Yeah, for sure.
That's because Bruce Pearl, before he retired, quit the sport, tried to lure him away.
Is that our Darren Peterson update for the day?
I mean, we can talk about how they...
I'm asking. I just want to know. I want to make sure we're on the same page.
Call it out. We could talk about how they already announced when DeBansta takes on Darren Peterson next year in Big 12 play, and DeBansta is going to look like a bum next to Darren Peterson. But we have time to talk about that. I got my 5 minutes off.
Good. That's you get 1 5-minute period every week that you can get your Darren Peterson. So he's the next Kobe and the best player in college basketball coming into this season. Now, I've seen Darren Peterson play one time. I was very impressed. I saw him play one time in person. I will continue to maintain. Boy, I hope this works out for you guys, because I'm telling you right now, if Darren Peterson isn't who y'all tell me that he is, and if KU's not good this year, you will not be able to listen to this show in February or March. You won't be able to listen to it. The amount of gloating that I will do if Darren Peterson, even if he's just cool, like he's fine. You know what I mean? He could just be nice. You know, he could be cool. I'm telling you, you will not want to be around me if that ends up being the case. So I hope for your sake, I hope that Darren Peterson is who you tell me he is. When you start throwing out next Kobe, he better be Oklahoma Trae Young. That's what I better see. I better see him hooping like that. Y'all better not lose to Missouri, too. There's no excuse this year. It's at a neutral site. It's at a neutral site you play Missouri.
You think a team that has guards that one day hope to play in Greece can defend Darren Peterson? Come on.
Okay.
They dream of being on FC Barcelona B, and they're going to stop the number one pick in the draft? Come on.
Someone said, I'm tempted to believe Rob because he's so passionate about it. Well, Rob last year thought Hunter Dickinson was going to lead him to a Final Four. That's what he thought last year. Now I'm letting Rob fool you with this every single season. Rob thought KU was going to compete for the Big 12. I don't know why you let this happen. Somebody on the text line says, sorry for your skepticism, C-Dot, but our prospects tend to be legitimate, unlike Mizzou's and Michael Porter. You're right. Josh Selby. You're right. It's not like you guys have ever got excited about having the best high school player before and it just didn't work out. No, you're right. Oh, goodness. Not like that
now,
hasn't worked.
Now who's passionate?
I was looking at the rundown. My bad. No, you're right. That's never happened before. Andrew Wiggins. You guys told me you called him a Maple Jordan. No, you're right. KU, you guys have never missed for sure. I mean, when you guys got Hunter Dickinson in the transfer portal, I mean, no, you're right. Your guys shooting 100% from the field when you guys tell me this. So, no, you're right. 100%. I'm not here to argue with you guys. Good luck to you guys. Can't wait to see you guys December 7th. I'm sure it's going to be a great time. I'm sure it's going to be a phenomenal time at Sprint Center when this happens. And then, you know, it's going to be early in the season. You got to give it more time. He's a freshman when they lose. I mean, we already know how that's going to be. So Rob is just going ahead and getting that thing completely warmed up when it comes to that. I feel like we have checked off our box for the week for Darren Peterson, the number one high school player in the country. He has made the decision to attend Kansas this upcoming season. I do want to talk about this with Thursday Night Football. We talked about it a little bit off the open of the show. Man, it goes to show you how quickly windows change in the National Football League. Man, it was not that long ago that Kansas City played San Francisco in the Super Bowl. It was February of 2024. So we are talking quite literally 18 months ago. 18 months ago, San Francisco was viewed as the most talented roster in the National Football League. And maybe I'm misremembering it. Weren't they a slight favorite in the Super Bowl over Kansas City? I don't think it was a big favorite, but I think they were like a slight, like 2-point favorites in the Super Bowl. So just 18 months ago, the perception is that San Francisco was the best team in the National Football League, and then it was over. Brock Purdy has dealt with injuries since then. Christian McCaffrey has dealt with injuries since then. Brandon Ayuk tore his ACL. Deebo Samuel plays for another team. Trent Williams has been hurt. They basically don't have wide receivers heading into this Thursday night game. You don't have Brandon Ayuk. You're not going to have Juwan Jennings. You're not going to have Ricky Pearsall. Their number one wide receiver might be DeMarcus Robinson. They're counting on Sky Moore today. They're going out there with Mac Jones and the 2021 Chiefs wide receiver room. That is their plan heading into Thursday Night Football. What's that saying from 8 Mile? You only get one shot. The San Francisco 49ers had the lead with less than 3 minutes to go in the Super Bowl. You have to win. You don't get another chance. Sports are littered with teams that only get one shot. San Francisco and Brock Purdy, they may have only gotten one shot. Now, for whatever reason it is, guys want to get paid a certain amount of money, free agency, injuries, trades, retirement. Sports continue to happen. The landscape of the NFL changes every 6 months, every 12 months, every 18 months. The way that we talk about Philadelphia is the way that we used to talk about San Francisco. I mean, almost every conversation that we have about Jalen Hurts, we just got from the Brock Purdy conversation. Brock Purdy was the quarterback who had the best running back, the best offensive line, great weapons around him, great defense, figuring out a way to win, wasn't necessarily doing it through the stats, but just doing it through always figuring out. That was San Francisco. The difference with Philadelphia is they figured out a way to beat the Chiefs. And they were the team that won. They were the team that cashed in. Now, it feels like in some ways, I think this Eagles thing is going to crash down eventually. Like, you're 31st in passing. You're already dropping breadcrumbs that your wide receiver is very unhappy with the situation. I mean, I think we all know how this thing is going to go. I think we all know how it's going to go for them in Philadelphia. I just wanted to point out as we get ready for Thursday Night Football, man, how quickly things can change. Just 18 months ago, San Francisco was the most talented team in the National Football League. We love their head coach. We love their general manager. They were the marquee franchise. They have missed the postseason since then, and they have started Mac Jones so far in three of their last four games. That's how quickly things can change in the National Football League. The Tigers have broke their game open right now against the Guardians. It is now 4-1. Detroit was 3-for-23 in the first two games from with runners in scoring position. They are 3-of-8 so far in this game. That has been a massive, massive difference in this one. The Tigers, they have a 4-1 lead top of the seventh inning right now against the Cleveland Guardians. They are still at bat. They have just been the better team so far in this game, and they look to advance to the next round of the playoffs where they would take on the Seattle Mariners. Coming up on the other side, speaking of baseball, the Tigers actually just got a hit before we go to break, so they are now up 5-1. I think we can go ahead and write that one off. Coming up on the other side, I have an idea for baseball. I want you guys to hear it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back into the show. The Detroit Tigers are just beaten up right now on the Guardians. I mean, there's really no other way to put it. There it is, beating up on the Guardians right now. It is 6-1, excuse me. And it is bases loaded with one out in the top of the seventh inning. So the Guardians, the Tigers are looking to do a little bit more damage right now against them. So that is where we are right now in the baseball playoffs. I have an idea that I want to run by you guys. Now, I don't think that this is going to happen, but this is just, it's just a fun sports talk radio conversation. This is what I want to talk to you guys about. What if we repurposed and repackaged the baseball season? What if we repackaged it to do this? I was messing around with this earlier today, Rob. What if we had a season that was 96 games? So I was like really messing around with the calendar earlier today. In my repurposed baseball schedule, opening day would have been April 4th. That would have been a Friday. So you could have had opening weekend. You could have had a fun weekend around Major League Baseball. In my repurposed schedule, you would play 6 days. You would have a guaranteed one off day. All-star break would be somewhere close to where it is now. Now, it'd be basically toward the end of the regular season, but you would still have a little bit of a break. You could still keep the All-Star game, still keep the All-Star festivities, and you could then have a little bit of a sprint toward the end of the season. And the reason I would repurpose the schedule is the baseball playoffs would be quite possibly the most popular thing in sports if it happened in August. If you got the baseball playoffs away from football in all capacities, you got it away from college football, you got it away from the NFL, where the only thing it was competing against is preseason fake football, a lot of people would watch it. There usually is, Robin, you know this, if you're trying to maximize it from a gambling perspective, there usually is a void after the NBA playoffs. There's nothing really to bet on. There's nothing that's happening for you to be betting on. So from that stretch for the end of the NBA playoffs until the start of the football season, it's just a void where the only thing you're betting on is regular season baseball. What if that's when you had the really important games? What if on a Thursday, Friday in the summer, it was a playoff game that you were going to instead of the Royals playing the Mariners in a random regular season game? I'm thinking at it from this perspective. Again, I know they're not going to do this. We're just having a sports radio topic. The best thing for every sport is to get as far away from football as you can for your most important events. And the fact that baseball has its most important games and series during the busiest time of the sports calendar is not a positive for them. It's not a positive for them anymore. Today, you have Yankees and Red Sox. Yankees and Red Sox, and you have Niners and Rams. Who thinks that more people are going to watch the baseball game than the football game today? The football game is on Amazon Prime, and San Francisco is basically, they're starting their preseason roster. Backup quarterback, backup left tackle, backup wide receivers, backup defense. More people are going to watch the football game on streaming than are going to watch the baseball game today. They're going to watch it. We know they are. They're going to watch it. The best thing for baseball from a television perspective, the best thing would be to get as far away from football as possible. And playing your World Series games on the same day as Sunday Night Football is just not a winning strategy for baseball. In my new baseball season, if you shorten the season down to around 100 games, you could start on April 4th, you could end around July 31st, and the playoffs would be all of August, where you would have all the runway in the world, where the only thing you're competing up against would be preseason and training camp. I think that's the best possible thing that could happen for baseball. I know they're not going to do it but one of the problems that I think the other sports have is a lot of times we just do things because that's how we've always done it. If you were starting a baseball league from scratch, there is no way that you have a baseball league that goes from the middle of March until the end of October. That just doesn't sound like a good model to me for a league at all. That doesn't sound like a really good model. The model that I have is where baseball dominates the summer and it has its own time, its own runway, would be in the best interest of the sport. If everything had its own time, football has its own season, basketball has its own season. Like, I also think this for basketball, I would try to get out of the NBA or the NFL's way too. The NFL is just coming for all of your things. That's what they are. They're just coming for all of your things.
So I'm torn on this because on the one hand, I do think baseball needs to revamp its schedule. And I'm not just talking about like the time of year they play. I'm talking like, I think 162 is too many. I think 162 is a little bit archaic. I've heard Vern on, you know, other shows before talk about maybe getting to 120. They used to play 120. I'd be fine with that. I wouldn't mind 110 or 100 like you're suggesting. I don't think those are bad ideas. I do think baseball needs to get away from 162 because I don't know it's good for the sport. I also tell you, though, on the other side, I don't like the idea that other sports should just run in high and let the NFL dominate. You know why the NFL dominates? It's very simple why the NFL dominates on television. I don't know if they dominate the way they portray, but they dominate on television. You know why? Their product is better on TV than live in person. That is the reason why the NFL is a better television product than baseball or basketball, college sports, soccer. Pick a sport. The reason the NFL is so good on television and rates so well is because on television, it is a better product than in person. So on one hand, I agree with you. Baseball needs a revitalization, some changes, a shakeup. And I actually think Rob Manfred's done a good job of shaking things up. I would be pro him sitting on the schedule. But I think just, hey, we got to get out of October because football's in October and that's scary, is kind of a loser mindset when right now I'm watching Cubs and Padres. I flipped away from the 6-1 game over to Padres Cubs. Wrigley's full.
Of course.
Earlier today, Cleveland was full. We just saw the Royals have a bump in attendance. Baseball across all the platforms this season saw a bump in attendance. Like, baseball is still popular, so I don't like the idea of, well, we got to change our season to get away the football. That's a loser mentality to me when your sport still does well with the viewing public. They just don't do well on television, which we have to use metrics other than just television to judge things.
Someone on the text line sent a message that says, CDOT, what are you talking about? The East Coast market is going to dominate the elimination game. I'm telling you that yesterday, Yankees and Red Sox got 2.8 million viewers. Last week for Thursday Night Football, they got 13.2 million people for Seahawks and Cardinals. Last week. You think 13 million people are watching this baseball game in the wild card today? I'm telling you they're not. They might get like 3.5 today. Baseball is getting smoked. Their two biggest names, their two biggest franchises are going to play an elimination playoff game, and they're going to lose to the Rams and the B squad for the San Francisco 49ers on Amazon Prime. Let's move the playoffs. Let's move it. if now we live in a television society, why would you put anything up against the NFL? Why? Move the baseball playoffs. Move the baseball playoffs to August. Let's reconfigure the season. They would have their own runway. In August, we're all itching for something to watch. Football's a wild, like, yeah, let's play your most important games when there's nothing else that's happening. That'd be my goal. I know they're never going to do it, but I'm telling you. In terms of it being a television product, this does not help baseball grow in terms of being a TV product. It can't help you grow.
Now, that I agree with 100%.
I'm saying, and maybe we just accept that baseball is something you got to go to the games to enjoy. And that's perfectly fine. But the NFL, one of the reasons why the NFL is so dominant is they've mastered being a television product. There's a scarcity of the product, and they leave you wanting more. Baseball, I would say baseball has this problem. The NBA has this problem. There is a lack of urgency issue. There's always urgency in the NFL. We think the Ravens have a must-win game, and it's October 6th when they play. Like, you got to win this game, or you can't make the postseason. You never feel that way when it comes to baseball. You never feel that way when it comes to basketball. There is no way that if you were creating a professional basketball league, you would have a league that goes from Halloween to the 4th of July. There's no way you would have that basketball league. You would say it's way too long. Baseball, you play 162 games. Play 100 games in your league by Labor Day. Take over the summer, dominate the summer, and get yourself back into the national conversation. With the way that the baseball season is configured, we will never go back to baseball in that way. Never. I mean, I can go through the list. You don't want to know how many things were people were. It's not going to rate. None of these baseball games are going to rate. They're not doing mediocre college football numbers. More people watch Missouri and Kansas than watch the Yankees and the Red Sox. That's a college football game on ESPN2 between two non-marquee brands. More people watch that than watch the Yankees and the Red Sox. Why would you keep going up against football if you're it doesn't make any sense to me why you would do that. That's just bad for the television business model.
I agree with you, but I think, and this is what I would tell Rob Manfred, this is what I would tell Adam Silver, this is what I would tell any of the other commissioners. You need to start pitching your product as more than just a television product. Because the NFL is, they've mastered television. You're not going to beat them in that sphere. I'm not saying you can never be on television or you need to find a way to circumvent television. Obviously, television is wildly important. You need to have the best in-stadium experience. You need to have the best, you know, ticket price. You need to have the best, you know, money for beer and a hot dog. You need to sell all of that stuff. And I think with your plan, one thing that would stink is, I'm going to use Kansas City as an example here. If you're playing a 2 p.m. game in the playoffs in Kansas City in August, I don't know you're going to get a full crowd. Maybe you will because the postseason, but it's 176 degrees outside. That's not the best in-stadium experience. That's not the best in-game experience. So I think if I'm one of these non-football sports, I would still be on television, but I would concede we'll never be the television product they are. They just beat us at that. Let's be better at in-stadium, which I think you can be, and I don't know playing your postseason when it's 111 degrees out in Texas is a winning formula.
Text line 913-586-7965. Let me know what you guys think. If I could just be the czar of sports and you just give me the ability to do things, I would just reconfigure the baseball season. I make it 100 games. I try to end by Labor Day and just be done. You move out of the way. The NFL's not starting by Labor Day. You just got week one of college football to go up against, but that's when you're playing your World Series games. That just seems like a way that I think you could better position yourself, at least when it comes to a television product. People are always going to go to baseball games. They're just an incredible in-stadium experience. That's what I would do if I was the commissioner of the sport. Rob, let's get back to talking a little bit of football. Earlier today, we got a chance to catch up with Patrick Mahomes. Do you feel a little bit better about the running backs after what we just saw on Sunday? You know, we become the running back show, and I'm fine with that. You hate the position. I do feel a little bit better about the running back position now than I felt 2 weeks ago, possibly. I think there's something there with Breshad Smith. Now, I think there's something there because of what the other two options are with Breshad Smith. But if you were telling me that that contribution that we just saw from him was only being on the field for 23% of the snaps, well, what does his contribution look like when he's on the field for 35% of the snaps, 45% of the snaps. What does his role look like when they truly use him like that C.J. Spiller, Jerick McKinnon, Samaje Perine type? So I do think there is something there. I mean, it's still not going to be a great room. I don't think they have the running backs for it to be a great room, but there is a little bit of hope there. There is a little bit of, there's something there in the room, and I hope that they continue to explore it. And I hope that the same way we have seen them develop receivers as the season progressed, they did that with Tyreek Hill, they did it with Rice, they did it with Worthy. When you look at Breshad Smith, who was a former wide receiver, I hope they can take some of that ability to develop a player as the season progresses, and maybe you didn't get a whole lot of Breshad Smith in September. I hope that you develop him to a point where when you get to November and December, he's a staple in the offense.
So I'm going to cop out a little bit here with a question. I don't know I feel better about the running back room, but I don't know I feel worse because, and you're right, we have become the running back show, which is astonishing considering my disdain for the position, but that's neither here nor there.
To be fair, though, that's also half the offense, which is, whenever you call a play, you only can do two things, either run or pass it. So running the ball seems very important.
Well, the Chiefs don't really take part in that part, half of the offense. They're not a fan.
They don't try. They ain't good at it most of the time.
They don't try half the time either. But if you pull the numbers, I know Breshad Smith showed a little something and he passes the eye test. And Mitch Holtis, when he played the cut, talks about how he's really good, you know, in jet sweeps, then get Xavier Worthy and Rashid Rice involved. And the run game is going to be more than just guys with RB next to their name in the depth chart. It's going to be all these guys. And that's all fine and dandy. But Carrington, we looked at the numbers. The running backs were not good on Sunday. They were exceedingly mediocre. Again, they were just okay. Again, is this their best game? Yes, but that's because their games have been so bad this year. So in the game that everyone's telling me, hey, the Chiefs offense is back, watch out, the Chiefs offense is this, that, and the other, the running backs were still blah. So I don't know I feel better about the room. I might feel better if Breshad Smith got more touches, got more snaps than their guys, but he didn't. He just showed a little bit of juice on the eye test, but the numbers stayed. They still can't run the ball at all.
Yeah, it's funny because, I mean, it might be a chicken or egg thing now with Pacheco. I think they have figured out the role with the other two running backs that they have. I think we just know what Kareem Hunt is at this point. Like, there is nothing more for Kareem Hunt than what you are using him for. And that is, I would say, a very valuable role of what you are asking Kareem Hunt to be. If you are asking him to be your workhorse back, that's over at this stage in his career. But he has a very defined role. He's like that post player that, hey, when you give it to him on that right shoulder, on the right block, he gonna score 80% of the times. And there's a role for that player. So I don't think we're talking about Kareem Hunt really anymore. Breshad Smith, he just hasn't really been on the field enough for us to really have a problem with how he is or anything. Like, he was only on the field he wasn't really on the field so much in the first three games. He was only on the field for 23% of his snaps on Sunday, so he just hasn't really played enough. A lot of it, honestly, is, do you think there's more with Isaiah Pacheco than they have? If there's not, then they probably need to go in the trade market here coming up in a month. Like, we are 1 month away from, you got to make a decision on if you think you need something else in the running back room. Unless there is an injury, there's no reason to think that Elijah Mitchell is going to help you. He has been a healthy and active every game so far this season. I don't know what would make that change outside of an injury. So I think the question we have boiled it down to now is, they obviously feel very comfortable with Kareem Hunt. I expect the role for Breshad Smith to continue to expand. Either one of two things happen. They either make Breshad Smith their number one running back and they are willing to roll with that for the rest of the way, or Isaiah Pacheco turns it around and he gives you a little bit of pop. He gives you a little bit of something, or they just show more commitment to giving him the ball because he is running for 4-5 yards a carry at times. Now, I think that's just about it. I don't think he's really shown you an ability to break a tackle or get to the second level. I don't think he's really given you the home run ability, but I think the argument from the text line would be, well, you're not giving him the ball enough. You got to give it to him 12, 15 times. I don't know if the Chiefs are committed to giving Isaiah Pacheco the ball 15 times. Also, not really sure if that's a good strategy at this point.
I am so puzzled by the running backs because, right, maybe Isaiah Pacheco can turn around. I wouldn't believe that, but whatever. They give the ball to Kareem Hunt like he's their number one back. Like, I know they kind of divvied up the running last game. They gave 4 carries to Breshad Smith. They gave, you know, a couple to Xavier Worthy. They gave their most running back carries against the Ravens to Kareem Hunt. I'm not saying that giving more carries to Isaiah Pacheco automatically fixes the run game and he's going to go back to being the guy we saw in 2022. I don't think that guy exists anymore. But I do know if your solution to the run game is Kareem Hunt 13 times for 34 yards, that's not a solution either. And if you're going to tell me, hey, they're a tandem, they're like the super bad version of David Montgomery and, you know, Gibbs over in Detroit. They ran the ball 20 combined times for 70 yards. Like, the two of them had 3.5 yards per carry as a tandem. Like, that's really bad. So I agree with you. If they're going to make Breshard Smith back number one and they're going to lean into the rookie, I'm here for it because he's passing the eye test. The numbers still say they believe in Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco, and the numbers say there is absolutely no reason to believe in those guys. So I don't know if I feel better about running back until they make that decision that Breshard Smith is running back one. And in a weird way, it kind of reminds me of the year Pacheco took Clyde Edwards-Helaire's job. Because remember, it was like week 7, 8, 9. You looked at the rushing numbers. Edwards-Helaire got more snaps. And everyone's like, why? Give the ball to Pacheco. I think it was week 8 or 9 of that season when he was a rookie. They just decided, okay, it's Pacheco time. And the running game got better and the offense got better. So maybe in week 7, 8, 9, when they're getting ready for the Bills game, they're going to make Breshard Smith running back one and it will fix a lot of the problems. But right now the problems are the two backs they give the ball to can't run.
Yeah, I mean, going back and looking at it, and that's a good point by you. I mean, Isaiah Pacheco kind of took over week 9 of that season. It wasn't really until mid-November when Isaiah Pacheco took over as the running back. I mean, in the month of October, he had 11 carries. I'm assuming that Clyde Edwards-Helaire was hurt that game because then he had one carry the next game, two carries the next. He had 8 and then he had 5. And then after that point, they just kind of made the switch. So maybe we're just not there yet. So that's what I'm saying. We're heading into another month. They got 4 games here coming up. Their run game, I would say, if you were asking me right now, the run game is still their biggest concern. They still don't run the football effectively with their running backs. And as you play the better teams, as you play better defenses, you're just going to need to be balanced. You're going to have to run the football effectively. I think we have come to, there are 3 possible choices for the Chiefs. They either get Isaiah Pacheco going and trust Isaiah Pacheco to give him the football like a number one running back. Because if I asked you right now, who is their number one running back? You were either going to tell me it's Isaiah Pacheco. They don't trust him enough to give him the ball consistently. It's Kareem Hunt that they do trust to give him the ball consistently. I mean, they've given it to him 23 times in the last 2 games. He has run for 68 yards on those 23 carries. They either are going to trust the young guy in Breshard Smith and pass the torch over and see what he can do, or they're going to have to make a move. But one thing I am very adamant on, they cannot get to where they want to go with their run game like this. You don't need to be great running the football. You can't have one of the worst run games and ask Patrick Mahomes to be your leading rusher the way that they are and get to the heights of what they're talking about. You got to be a more balanced offense than that. I think we're all trying to figure out how to do that if you're the Kansas City Chiefs. The Tigers right now are beating the Guardians 6-1. It is the bottom of the 8th inning. It is also tied 0-0 in Chicago. The Cubs actually just scored. It is 1-0 in the bottom of the 2nd inning. So it looks like the Tigers are going to advance to play the Mariners in that matchup. And right now the Cubs and the Padres, they just got started. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription.
Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harris. I'm very happy to be here with you guys on this wonderful, wonderful Thursday. The Tigers and Guardians are playing right now. The Guardians trying to get something going right now. Actually, they did not actually ground it to the... Oh, it was an error, Rob! I was about to go ahead and call the inning. Oh! They're turning things around right now in Cleveland. It might be too little too late right now, but it is 6-3. The Guardians, they just grounded into an out. They were throwing it to the pitcher. The ball bounces off of his glove. There's an error. He steals an extra base. They're getting the crowd into it. They're probably about to start playing Wild Thing. They're going to start playing some clips from Major League right now, and they're going to see if they can turn this thing around for them. Just want to keep you guys updated. It is now 2-0 in Chicago in the bottom of the second inning. It is 2-0 as the Cubs are playing the San Diego Padres. We were talking about the run game, and just I think aside from them getting Rashee Rice back, I think that's the big thing right now with their offense is how do you get the run game going? How do you get things moving? Someone on the text line makes the point about Isaiah Pacheco, and I'm with you. I think it's a fair point. C-Dot, you can only do so much when you're getting less than 10 carries a game. My question would be, what needs to happen for them to give Isaiah Pacheco more carries? What needs to happen for them to have more trust in Isaiah Pacheco? Because Isaiah Pacheco has played in 12 games since coming back from the injury. If you go back to last year, postseason, all of those things, he has played in 12 games. He has only rushed for more than 50 yards in one of those games. So how do we get to a place where you give Isaiah Pacheco the same usage that you were before the injury? Like, there is a clear line in Isaiah Pacheco's career of when the Chiefs trusted him and when they used him. So to go back, Rob, the first two games before Isaiah Pacheco got hurt, he got 15 carries in week one last year. He got 19 carries against Cincinnati. They then brought him back. And you remember, they used him sparingly against the Raiders. He didn't play a whole lot in that game. He only had 7 carries. They then kind of used him how they were using him before. And then they've kind of moved off of him in a way. Where in the postseason last year, I mean, they played in 3 games. He got 13 carries last year. Now, fast forward to this year. I mean, they've given it to him a little bit, but I agree with you. I don't think you can really disagree with the point that they haven't really trusted him. They haven't given him a lot to get going. I'm asking, what would make their offensive philosophy change in how they're using him? So either this is what they plan on doing with Isaiah Pacheco, or they are just simply waiting for one of the other two backs to emerge and get going. I mean, they haven't given him the ball more than 10 times in any of their first 4 games.
I would also tell you, I mean, I'm not trying to defend the Chiefs here. Has he done anything to warrant getting more than 10 carries? Like, has his production been like, has there been a play? I mean, let's do the eye test. Has there been a play where you're like, oh, Pacheco did that, he needs more touches? Like, I don't know if it's chicken or egg, but I think some of the reason he's only getting 7, 8, 9, 10 carries a game is he doesn't maximize the one he gets. Like, he doesn't earn more playing time. Like, what was the thing Eric Bieniemy said? You got to steal a grown man's job. Like, he hasn't grabbed that job by the horns and taken it. Like, is there anything that happens where you're like, oh man, it gotta get him more touches because he did that? I don't think that thing exists, and that's why his carries are low.
We asked Mitchell Schwartz when he was on the show a couple of days ago what the Chiefs could do to add some juice to the run game. Here's what he said.
Maybe it's getting a guy with more juice in there who can get that one little crack, one little seam, and boom, he hits it quicker than the other two can, and he gets to the second level and can pull away from people. Obviously, he showed really good contact balance and physicality on that run up the sideline, able to get all those extra yards, and again, the willingness to dish out some contact. So, yeah, I think we'd like to see some more carries for him. And, you know, if he comes along a little bit and it's more of a, 10-10-10 idea that he gets 10 touches, Isaiah gets 10 touches, and Kareem gets 10 touches, I think we'd be a little bit happier with that. And just that juice to the offense that I feel like we haven't seen from that position since, Pacheco a couple years ago.
That was Mitchell Schwartz when we had him on the show a couple of days ago. That's what he said on how he thinks that you could add a little bit of juice to the run game for the Chiefs. I just maintain right now, I think if you were trying to find an Achilles heel for the Kansas City Chiefs, I think it is their lack of a run game right now. Maybe you would argue their defensive line. I think their D-line might be a little bit better than what people are giving them credit. But I think if you were trying to find, like, what's their Achilles heel? What is something that they could tinker with? What is something that they could improve upon? I think it would be the run game and trying to figure out how to get a little bit more of the run game. Rob, let's get back to talking about baseball right now, as we got two baseball playoff games that are going on. I kind of forgot. I can't speak for you. This kind of happens to me every year. I kind of forget how cool playoff baseball is until it's back. Like, you don't really got to remind me of how cool the Masters is, like the music and the course. I kind of understand. You don't got to tell me how cool March Madness is. Every year, I kind of forget how important postseason baseball is, how much it matters, and how intense it is. And just watching it the last couple of nights, keeping an eye on it so far today, like, I'm watching the end of the Dodgers and Reds game yesterday, and, it's starting to get a little bit tight. The Dodgers, they end up pulling a pitcher in the middle of an at bat. It was a 1-2 count, and they made a pitching change. So you're bringing a guy in trying to throw one pitch for the strikeout. He does it. The crowd goes crazy. He then gives up the single. It's now bases loaded. You're up 5, so you feel like you got a little bit of a cushion, but still, like, you could get a sense from the crowd, from the enthusiasm, from the excitement. They end up getting a strikeout. That pretty much ends the game. There's just those moments. There's those pops that happen in a baseball game that they happen in a regular season game, and they are just magnified so much. We were talking about this as we were getting ready for the show. I think you could argue the NBA is like this too. It is just such a different game from the regular season than the postseason. I think baseball also kind of fits that criteria. Baseball in April and June are so different. They're about going outside and enjoying the weather and getting a hot dog and a beer and cotton candy. It just drastically changes once you get to October. Everything matters. And baseball games, because of the nature of the game, they can just change so quickly. It can be a 1-0 game. All of a sudden, you get hit by a pitch. You got a runner on first base with no outs. And that could be the inning that you completely break the game open. Just the way that baseball is paced, it just leans itself to just being a really, really dramatic sport once you get to the most important games of the season.
I'm trying to think of the way we were talking in the office with the boss, Steve Inspector, how he phrased this, because I think it's a really good point. It is, baseball is the biggest leap from regular season to postseason and intensity. Like, if you go to Chiefs and Eagles, it was the home opener, Super Bowl rematch, there's a high intensity in the stadium. Arrowhead was juiced. If you go to Chiefs and Bills, if that game is in the divisional round, the AFC title game, yeah, the intensity is higher, but it's not like jumping from a 2 to a 10. It's like jumping from a 7.5 to a 10. Baseball is exactly that. It goes from, we went to 96.5 at the K, me and you were upstairs hanging out, watched a little bit of the game. Then I walked around with my wife, kind of walked around the stadium. We came back, 6th, 7th inning, watched a few innings together. Ho-hum, we'll go about our business. If you're watching postseason baseball, every single pitch feels like it could be an absolute game-changing moment, and you just don't have that in the regular season. So it's the biggest leap from regular to postseason as far as intensity of any of the sports we follow.
In like, analogy is, baseball in the regular season is like listening to music on headphones. Baseball in the postseason is like listening to it with the best speakers that you could possibly have. Like, I mean, it sounds good in the headphones, but when you get that thing with the Sonos, you're like, man, this song sounds amazing. That's how playoff baseball is, man. It is the exact same way. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. We'll play that conversation for you next. Keep it right here. So drive.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.